This is VOA News via remote. I'm Paul Goodman, and here are some of the headlines involving the global coronavirus crisis. Chinese authorities halted public transport in a provincial capital near Beijing on Saturday in an effort to stamp out a new cluster of coronavirus infections. Xi Jiazhuang, capital of Hubei province, which surrounds Beijing, suspended service on the city subway, then extended the ban to all public transport, including taxis. The province entered a wartime mode this week to battle the infections. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Saturday the nation would continue to export medicines, including vaccines, as companies have ramped up production. The country with the highest number of infections in the world after the U.S. is developing two indigenous COVID-19 vaccines. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine will arrive in France on Monday, the French prime minister said, as the country steps up its vaccination drive following a sluggish start. In the United States, President-elect Joe Biden may speed up distribution of COVID-19 vaccines to U.S. states, a spokesman is saying, in an effort to jumpstart the slow rollout of inoculations that have made little impact on the pandemic 1 week into the new year. Such a move by Biden when he takes office on January 20th would be a departure from a Trump administration strategy to stockpile enough doses to ensure that required second doses of the vaccine are available. And Southern California is so overwhelmed with coronavirus cases that patients are backed up trying to get into hospitals, and corpses get stuck in another log jam once they leave. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Buildings shook briefly in Taipei on Saturday as a deep 5.7 magnitude earthquake struck off the northeastern coast of Taiwan, but there were no reports of damage. The quake's epicenter was just off the coast of Yilan County at a depth of 72.2 meters. This is according to the island's Central Weather Bureau. Spain is on high alert as a cold snap is covering much of the country with snow, disrupting road, sea, and air traffic. Authorities warn that worse might be in store over the weekend. Parts of central Spain, including the capital, are expected to receive more than 24 hours of continuous snowfall as Storm Filomena moves north from the Straits of Gibraltar. More than 40 flights have been canceled or delayed. Road traffic has also been disrupted. And in the Southern Canaries archipelago, emergency services rescued 65 people from a ferry vessel that ran aground. The storm is expected to weaken and move northeast by Sunday. The United States FBI is offering a reward of up to $50,000 for information on who placed pipe bombs in the committee headquarters of both major U.S. political parties in Washington. The FBI said law enforcement agencies had received reports of two suspected devices, one each at the headquarters of the Republican National Committee and the Democratic National Committee, on Wednesday. ABC News reported that bomb technicians used water cannon to blast the explosive devices to break them apart on Wednesday, just as supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump stormed into the Capitol building, where lawmakers were certifying the victory of President-elect Joe Biden. President Trump initially praised his supporters, but later condemned the violence, which left five people dead. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Friday that if Trump did not resign, she had instructed the House Rules Committee to move ahead with a motion for impeachment and legislation on the U.S. Constitution's 25th Amendment, which provides for removal of a president who is unable to discharge his official duties. And Afghan police say security forces have arrested three people in connection with last month's murder of a prominent election activist. High-profile figures, including journalists, politicians, and rights activists, have increasingly been targeted in recent months as violence surges in Afghanistan, despite peace talks between the government and the Taliban. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Boomen, VOA News.